Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. Now, with COVID-19 reshaping the way we live and work, the world is witnessing a large-scale shift to a virtual and remote working model for enterprises across the industries. Now, working from home is no longer a privilege, but a necessity. To ensure business continuity, businesses have had to take urgent action to adapt to the circumstances, with the impetus on driving a smooth transition amid significant disruption. This has involved putting the right policies and technology in place to enable teams to seamlessly work from home and prepare systems to handle the increase in online activity. On top of the challenges of getting the right IT infrastructure set up and keeping things running, there's been a spike in cyber attacks targeting individuals. Today we're speaking to Sumir Bhatia, president of Lenovo Data Center Group APEC, to get his insights. Thanks for joining us today, Sumir.
Thank you, Howie, for having me.
So let's talk about why enterprises have to look at business continuity plans. I mean, we actually know why, but why those business continuity plans need to evolve constantly and now have a long-term perspective. And also tell us that long-term perspective, what it entails.
Sure. Thanks. Thanks, Howie. So if you look in the last few months, many companies had to rush into quick deployment to stay running. And, you know, if I was to give you an analogy, it's like having a hole in your roof. You need to act fast and plug the hole to keep the rain from getting in until the storm passes.
While it's raining, Sumir, is the current situation, you think?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. And that's what companies did. They plugged the hole. So if you really look in the last 6 to 8 weeks, across Asia Pacific, across globally, you know, it forced companies to transform to maintain business continuity. Working from home was something new for many, and doing it full time was even a really big challenge. So we saw everything from panic buying of devices and hardware, mad, really crazy scrambles to public cloud and adding more VPN licenses and VDI users, a lot of which is good for keeping things running in the short term. But this needs to have a more strategic approach. If you look at it, this really led to a lot of forced digital transformation. And, you know, I was reading a quote by Satya Nadella recently, and he really put it up well. And to quote him, he said, "We've seen 2 years worth of digital transformation in 2 months," to unquote. That really puts it in perspective. To your question on the long term, you know, we need to embrace operating virtually and everything else that comes with life in this new normal. And as I like to call it, the smart normal. So a key question businesses need to ask and understand is, what are the variables that have changed? So, you know, with this smart normal, the first thing is security. There are more cyber attacks than ever before. Capacity, we're seeing CIOs suddenly being asked to for 10x bandwidth, compute capacity, and so forth with no additional budget, which leads to the next point of the variable on cost. With an uncertain future ahead, everyone has to prioritize where they spend on technology and what is critical for that transformation. Your customer, that's another variable which has really changed. And, you know, doctors and patients who only occasionally use telemedicine, you know, I personally never did. It was around, and as a means of interacting with the patients, have taken on this technology in really an unimaginable scale. Right now, from consultation, prescribed tests, to the delivery of medicine to the doorsteps, it totally leverages technology, and all this has to be done without compromising the security of the patient's data. You know, the last thing is telecommuting. Your employees will continue to work virtually. It's not just this time. From a long-term perspective, it is going to stay. And if I give you an example, one of the world's largest system integrator, after they announced 450,000 employees that they have, 75% of their workforce will work virtually moving forward. You know, so that's a big change for a system integrator where you have customers' data working from home. And that's a big change. And another quote by Jack Dorsey, on the CEO of Twitter, he said the option to return to work will be the choice of the employees, whether you work from home or work. He said, "We are most welcome at the office." So, you know, these are real big changes that organizations need to consider over time.
But Sanjay, for people like Mr. Nadella and a large company like Microsoft, will their sort of BCPs or business continuity plans be, say, slightly different from a smaller entity?
You know, everybody has to get into this transformation. So whether it's large organizations like ourselves, the smaller organizations probably don't have, many of them, that cutting edge technology to go and do it. And that's where companies without the cutting edge technology need to really get into partnerships. And there's a lot of partnerships, like it could be right from restaurants or businesses that need to get to their customers, food delivery organizations. And I'm seeing a lot of companies really leveraging these partnerships. And that's what you really need to do. You're not there alone. Look at vendors that can actually help you take you to the next step from a transformation perspective, both on the short and the long term.
How much do you think companies' BCPs have changed in the last, say, 4 to 6 to 8 weeks? And how much more must they change? The situation is ever evolving. Sure, there is some clarity to some degree of what the new reality might look like, where companies need to pivot. But must their BCP continue to evolve?
Yeah, they absolutely have to evolve from a long-term perspective, right? That leads to the question, why do they have to evolve? And that's because they really have to change this economy. They have to stand in front. You know, we're at this fundamental turning point for businesses in the race of recovery and future growth. And the growth will happen. And this is where technology has a greater role to play than ever before. If I was to use a racing analogy here, it is at the turning point that most races are lost or won. And this is where racers need to brace themselves for that extra push to make it to the finish line ahead of the competition. It really needs extra skills. It needs determination. It needs focus. And that's where we are today. We're at this turning point, and the ones with that extra skill, determination, and focus will move forward. And in this, my advice to stand out and take advantage in this race is to prioritize. You know, a critical piece of advice, you know, that I'd like to give is that organizations that want to look at this from a long-term perspective, the BCP in the short term versus long term, they should form two teams. You know, one team which is focused on fighting the fire from a short-term perspective, solving the immediate problems, and these fires will keep coming and going. You need to make sure there's another team with a very, very different mindset, and that is to plan the offense and defense strategy for your future. And over and above getting your employees settled, which is probably what's happened in the last six, eight weeks, how do you reach your customers more effectively? You know, you talked about the smaller companies. How do they do it? Look at your technology partners, the larger organizations. How can I use AI? Is this the right time to go and invest? And another very important aspect, just don't stand still. Keep innovating. Thinking of new ways to approach that problem. Future-proof your business. Your workforce will be virtual, and you have to accept it. For example, talent diversity. As remote working becomes the norm, it opens up human capital that you might not have access to or possibly not considered. You know, people with disabilities, living in rural areas, people juggling between work and family responsibilities. There is that balance between virtual working and office, but there will be virtual working, and use that to your advantage moving forward.
Sumir Bhatia, president of Lenovo Data Center Group, APEC. Sumir, you mentioned the racing analogy. I feel as though some businesses might still be in a bull cart stage, not motorized carriage stage. And of course, the larger companies who are at F1 stage might then be better able to navigate those turns, as you mentioned. So say a company is just at the beginning stages of digital transformation before all of this hit, how then can they quickly get up to speed, leverage that technology you were talking about?
It starts with a mindset. You need to believe the transition has to happen. And that's a first phase. I mean, there's no technology that can help you if you have not changed your mindset. There's a lot of technology partners that you could actually leverage. And even if you're not in the F1 stage, you can aspire to be there. And the technology is available. You know,
do they have enough time, though?
Well, it's sort of
accelerated everything, hasn't it, the virus?
It has, but I think there is time. And again, you have to look at what is the short term, what is the long term. You know, Singapore has so many restaurants, and we all love, you know, trying new restaurants, and they're all closed. And restaurants would traditionally not actually home deliver, you know, because it was fine dining, you were going out. You see many of them coming out and making sure that they're keeping their head above the water. And that is, how do I put this together, keeping my employees, you know, with us in this tough time, and start different things in terms of delivering? And how do they deliver when they've never delivered before? They look at partners out in the market and very quickly implement it. And that's technology that did embrace technology, but it's the mindset that has actually moved them into that next level. So it's really going in, and there's a huge paradigm shift that is happening. So you need to continue moving and believing that you can get into that next level. There is technology out there, but you have to initially have that mind shift.
We've actually been at this stage for some time where leveraging technology is an imperative. It's no longer nice to have the digital. Let's talk about then some major IT trends we can expect to see then as part of the recovery phase, Sameer.
Sure. So look, from an IT trend with this huge paradigm shift, really will revolve around more automation. So whether it be in robotics, remote medicine, personal medicine, records accessible everywhere you go, remote assistance in hospitality, safe supply chains, artificial intelligence, and so forth, the list keeps going on. There will be a huge focus around automation to minimize disruption in the event, God forbid, of another force majeure. Social distancing and sanitation measures will see and embrace automation technologies, whether it's in the form of kiosk ordering in restaurants, checkout free shopping. You know, all this exists, but it'll take a much, much higher level. Robotic sanitation machines, you'll see. You know, Singapore leads this, and we recently saw the dog robots patrolling the parks.
Yeah, to free ensure, people out a little bit.
Exactly, which is pretty cool. You know, Howie, another thing to consider is automation tends to happen in bursts, especially concentrated in tough times. Now, if you look over the three recessions, there was a whooping 88% of automation of routine jobs and workforce reskilling and reallocation that took place. You know, a big technology trend will happen around that. And we at Lenovo, as an organization with visibility on every aspect of technology, from really the pocket to the data center, we've seen, you know, the uptake of phones, notebooks, edge devices, data center solutions to support those phones and notebooks, and customers going and leveraging software-defined infrastructure. Virtual desktop infrastructure is a key focus right now because of the virtual working, and this will continue. And in the longer phase, you will find customers leveraging more of AI to maintain their business. And, you know, I see that not just in large organizations, but you will find it in the mid-market where there will be services around AI that customers will go and adapt into this technology. Lastly, and I just want to emphasize again, to make this all happen, it needs a significant change in mindset, and that is absolutely critical.
Sameer Bhatia, President of Lenovo Data Center Group, APEC. Sameer, thanks so much for your time, and stay safe, sir.
You too. Take care, and thank you so much for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.